On?
Okay.
Not so long ago, when I was very young, my mama used to kneel beside my cradle. Though I was just a babe, she whispered this to me. She knew I'd understand when I was able. She said, Lauren, you're a gem. You can do anything. The whole wide world is your parade. All you gotta do is dream. Let the others do the scheming. Come what may, some may tell you not to sing. Some may tell you not to laugh out loud. Some may tell you not to pray to your God. But don't you listen to a word they say. Some may tell you not to dance. Some may tell you not to wave your arms. They'll try to tell you not to use all your charms. That's a game some people play. Not so long ago, when I was 17, my mama let me cry upon her shoulder. Though I was still naive, she taught me to believe. She knew I'd understand when I got older. She said, Lauren, you're a jewel. People can be so cruel. Don't let them rain on your parade. Hold on tightly to your dreams. Keep your light forever beaming through the gray. Some may tell you not to sing. Some may tell you not to laugh out loud. Some may tell you not to pray to your God. But don't you listen to a word they say. Some may tell you not to dance. Some may tell you not to wave your arms. They'll try to tell you not to use all your charms. That's a game some people play. Well, as luck would have it, not so long ago, seems like yesterday, someone tried to tell me, but I heard myself say, don't you tell me not to sing. Don't you tell me not to laugh out loud. Don't you tell me not to pray to my God. I won't listen to a word you say. Don't you tell me not to dance. I gotta dance. Don't you tell me not to wave my arms. Don't you tell me not to use all my charms. It's my game, I'll play my way. Don't you tell me not to use all my charms. It's my game, I'll play my way. It's my game, I'll play my way. It's my game, I'll play it my way.
I like it.
Beloved and holy and only child of our Heavenly Father, child of the one source, child of light, divine. That is who you are. Take it deeply within the consciousness and contemplate what that means. Child of the one source, child of light, divine. I am the one known as Jeshua ben Joseph, Jesus, you have called me, and it is in great joy that I come to abide with you this evening in your timing, as you have chosen once again to call me forth. Always when I am called, I come. And it is in great joy of remembrance that I walk amongst you as I did 2,000 years ago. You, each and every one, as you see yourself to be individuated energy, you were my and are my friends. 2,000 years ago, you walked with me. You sang with me. You laughed with me. You joked with me. 2,000 years ago, you asked me questions, and I answered the best I knew how. And in the answering, what happened was a miracle. An answer came to you. Because truly, it was not the words that I used. It was the energy of love that we shared that opened the portals of your remembrance. I will not say even mind or existence, but the portals of remembrance of who and what you are. There was a feeling such as what you've been sharing with each other the past few days of coming up higher to a place of knowing that truly you are the light and love of the one source. We have spoken of the interdimensional self, the self of you, which is your divinity from which you draw all creativity to fashion and form the body and the experiences that you have. You are a most wonderful, and I use this in the best way, piece of work. So the next time that someone calls you a piece of work, you say, thank you. Truly, that is what you are. You are a piece of work fashioning yourself, and it is not finished, and it is always ongoing to express the light and the love of your divinity. Human love, we have spoken of this in the past, is wonderful. You get to feel expanded. You get to feel that there is a knowing of oneness between you and the other one. And you allow the heart to open. Divine love is that and more. And that is what you are remembering, especially in these days together, because you look at one and you see yourself. Truly, you see your own self, soul, coming into the place of allowance of light, allowance of love, allowance of being. So, without further ado, I'm going to bring forward someone that you have been waiting for, the one you know as Joseph, my father. And yes, truly, he was and is my father. In the earthly sense of biological, he was my father. But more than that, he was at that time a way shower for me. He was a healer. He was the one who suggested any time I would be upset about something, he would send me to sit by flowing water. And he would instruct me before I went to watch the water, how it did not deviate from being. If it came to a rock, it would go around or over, but it would keep on flowing, always being that which it is. And he said, if there is something that is annoying to you, if you are having feelings of constriction towards another one or an occurrence, go and sit by flowing water and watch how it flows, how it is. And I did this a few times. I had occasion to think of my cousin, John, the one you call the Baptist. He was slightly older than I, and he was very sturdy of body. He could run faster than I could. He could climb a tree faster than I could. He could swim better than I could. And I had feelings, such as you may have experienced in a lifetime, of jealousy. I was judging myself, my body, until I remembered my father Joseph saying, go and sit by flowing water and feel the healing. So I did what I have just said to you, to watch the water, how it judges not, how it does not take offense at anything. It just flows. Beloved ones, peace be with you. Thank you. I am the one you have called Joseph, father of one Yeshua, or as we called him, Yeshua. He has spoken with you the humor in that name, and sometimes in this expression, he has called himself Yeshua. He would announce himself that way, and then ones would say, bless you, because they thought he was sneezing. But in truth, that was his name in that time. So it has gone through various changes of language. Jesus is the Greek form of his name. So he likes to joke, the same as what you have heard. I don't care what you call me, but do not call me late for dinner. A sense of humor he has, as you have noticed, a sense of taking himself lightly, because truly, that is the easiest and best way to go, to take yourself lightly, no judgment, and to remember the light that you are. In my human lifetime, now I have had many lifetimes, the same as you have, and I have been known by different names in different lifetimes. But I speak to you in this evening as the one person, as Joseph, father of Yeshua. And he was, Yeshua, he was very much the same as you. Questioning, wanting to do things, wanting to run, climb trees, ask questions, and then to know the answers anyway, right away. And he would say, well, I know the answer must be. And he would tell what his answer was. And most of the time, he divined, in other words, he, as a detective, he knew the answer. Same as you. Because when ones are talking about certain subjects, you know what they're talking about. You know where they're going with it. You know what the answer is going to be as they ask a question. You're already there 10 steps ahead. Very good. Enjoy. Because truly, that is what life is about. It's about being in joy with what you are creating. And even if you are creating the, what do you call the excrement? I will not use that word, but okay. There is always a blessing in it. So you look for it, and you find it. I was in that lifetime known in the village where we lived as a healer. I knew the power of being, the power, divine power, that is in all of creation. I had been many years in the temple with the Essenes. I had a lifetime love affair with wood. And oftentimes when I have come to speak with you, I have felt the wood, to feel the life form that is still there, the life energy that is still in any piece of wood, as it has been the tree, and then perhaps it has been harvested, but not killed. You cannot, in truth, kill any creation. It may change form. Hear this well. It may change form because you can cut the tree and you can put it into something to sit on. You can make it into a table You can make it into any creative idea that you have, but it is still a life form. It still has energy. Even if you take and you put it to the flame, the essence, the life essence is there. In the smoke, in the ashes, it's still there. Nothing is ever uncreated. It changes form, yes, but that's okay. You have seen in your lifetime, perhaps, a change in your form. You start out as the small one, you get a bit taller, you get a bit taller yet, you get a bit wider, etc., and you change form. But the life essence is still the same. I had come to the Essene community as a young lad, and I had studied with the Essenes, who remembered their, and still do, their heritage. There were many manuscripts of writings of spiritual knowledge. And part of our training was to copy the manuscripts so that they would be passed down to another generation and another generation, etc. And in the copying, there was much learning. And once in a while, as in your Lord's Prayer, a line would get missed. Give us this day our daily bread, is the line. After that, and you give us of the water to drink. But Yeshua has shared with you how the one who was copying the line, it was his time for lunch break. He went for lunch, came back, and picked up the following line. And some of you have questioned, as you said the prayer, wondering, it feels like there's something missing there. And yes, there is the line about the water. But since Yeshua is of my lineage, and he has a tendency to digress, I have to admit I have that tendency as well, so I have gone off subject for a moment. But that is okay. All subjects are in bounds, not out of bounds. Yes. I lived with the Essenes. I copied manuscripts. I sat by flowing water so that I knew of which I spoke when I told Yeshua to go and sit by flowing water and to allow that to heal anything that was going on. I spoke with my teachers and asked questions. I also was one who had a trip visit at the age of 12, the same as Yeshua, to the temple in Jerusalem. And I also questioned the masters there, the ones who called themselves masters anyway. So being of my lineage and my thinking, Yeshua followed and then made for himself his own individuality, very much in love with life, in love with questions. From a very early age, I enjoyed nature, what you call nature, the flowers of the field, the lilies that are spoken about in your holy writings, the trees, especially the trees. I was one of the first tree huggers because there is energy. In every living form, there is energy. And if you have a certain affinity to a certain form, such as in nature, a tree, and you hold the tree, no matter what size, start out with a small one, perhaps, and feel the life energy in that form. Feel how it is. We were taught by the older masters in the Essene community, that there is oneness, that there is communication always possible and always happening, truly, so that you can ask a question of a tree. And if you listen, there will be an answer. Same with a daffodil. Same with any form. You ask, you sit, you expect, and you receive. Don't forget that middle part about expect. It is most important. I see ones in this day and time, and it was the same in my lifetime, who would ask a question, and then the mind would get busy with something else, not waiting for the answer. You have seen that. You have done that. I did too. Okay. I knew oneness with tree, any type of tree. I knew divinity in every different form, and I loved it, revered it, is more a better word, revered. I knew that a tree, it is always good to ask permission. One does not have to, but it is always good to ask of every life form permission if you have a design to change it. And sometimes, very rarely, it might be denied, but most often it is agreed. So that I knew to make certain pieces of what you call the furniture. I knew to create small carvings in certain form, as you know. You know how to do. And it came to me in what you will call a dream, but it was a waking dream, to carve two large pieces of wood. Now, I had seen something in Jerusalem, the temple doors, most beautiful carving. And I thought to make design similar but not the same for the temple the Essene community had. And it was a work of love, a work of communication, because I asked the trees that were involved in this, in making the doors. They were just plain doors to begin with, just plain wood. I asked if they had a design that they would like to bring forth. And they said yes. So I carved. It took me several years. I carved the temple doors in the Essene community. I put my love into that temple and into all life forms that came to the temple. And on one most wondrous day, when the sun was especially high in the heavens and especially bright, there was a procession of young maidens coming to the temple and singing. And as they ascended the steps to the temple doors, and the doors were open, the light fell upon this one young maiden. And the light that she is, and the light that she allowed to be seen at that point, was almost too much to behold, almost too much to see. This one's name was Mary. We became good friends. We discussed scripture. We discussed some of the writings that we were set to copy. And a very deep friendship, born of many previous lifetimes, came forth to the place where I asked if she would be my wife. And we were betrothed, as you know. And I took her unto myself, and new life began to grow. Now, you have the story in your holy writings about how we went to Bethlehem to be counted to in the census for tax purposes. Yes, we had taxes back in those days, too. And you have the story of the birth of Yeshua. And yes, the angels did sing, but in truth, they are always singing. If you have the attunement and you want to hear them, they are always singing because it is their life essence to be able to be singing. So, we spent many years, not as many as I would have liked, because I was a good bit older than Mary, but we had several children born of natural means, including Yeshua. He was a natural born product of our coming together. It was a miracle, as is every conception, and as is every birth. And yes, it was a miracle, and we welcomed him. He was a most wondrous child because he would ask questions, always asking questions, always wanting to know why. And we had great patience in answering his questions because it was very good for us to think about the answers. I taught him woodworking. He made some of the furniture that we used, tables and chairs, other pieces that we had in our home. So he knew carpentry, and he knew I had carved the design on the temple doors. He went on to teach to be rabbi in the civilization that was at that time, as you know his story. I lived a while longer, fathered a girl and a boy. You have one of the writings of another of my sons, James, brother to Yeshua. And the girl also studied with the Essenes, but you do not have her writings in history, not preserved the same. Because, again, it was a time when the feminine gender was not appreciated quite equally. But she also was very much attuned to life and the divinity of life. So at some point, even though I was a healer to other ones, I released the body, and Mary was left with two sons and a daughter to look after her. Mary was most wondrous as a friend, because we became, from the early time, we became friends and discussed divinity questions. We wanted to know. And so we asked of each other, why? And this brought forth much of the humor from time to time as we would make up answers for each other. So Mary continued on for a good number of years after I had deceased the body. She was there for what you have recorded in your holy Biblos, the Bible, for the crucifixion and resurrection. She very much knew, as Yeshua knew, the oneness of all life and how life does not end with the releasement of the body. This was a comfort to her because she knew as you can know, that the ones who have seemingly left you, there is nowhere else to go. They do not go away from you. You often, in the human form and human understanding, withdraw your belief that they can be around you, but they are around you, the ones you have been close to. And from time to time, you will hear them speaking to you, and you say, well, that can't be. Why can it not be? It is true. Once you do not have to drag the body around, you are quite free to go anywhere you desire, anywhere you think you want to be, and associate with friends. Therefore, the one I have been speaking of, Mary, she is very much here with you. Some of you call upon her daily to be with you, and she is. Anytime you call upon a loved one, they cannot abandon you. You may not hear them. You may not hear their answer, but they have to come to you. They have to already be with you. So anytime you call upon a loved one, instantly, they are there. All you have to do is to say, I accept. And you can have the conversation. Therefore, we will call upon Mary. She has been wanting to speak with you, to share her love with you, as I was. I know that I was on the schedule for last evening, but something always happens to the schedule, does it not? And it happened. According to what I was told, you ran out of time. Now, how do you run out of time? Good question. Okay. I bid you love.
Love to you.
Thank you. Beloved ones, children of the Most High, children of my heart, finally, some of the men folk have closed the mouth, the talking, and I have a chance to be with you. Always it is like that. The woman gender seems to come after and to pick up the pieces to clean up whatever, if it needs to be cleaned, whatever has been left. And we do it in joy. We do it in love. All of you, I have told you this before, and I will reiterate it because it is true, all of you who feel called to me have been my children. Because I had more than one lifetime. I didn't just appear on Holy Mother Earth and just for one time. All of you have reincarnated many times, trying out different experiences. It is the same for me. It was not denied me that I could have many lifetimes. But the one that seems to be well known is the one that has its association with Yeshua. But there were lifetimes that you walked with me. You were my neighbor several times with the housing near each other. And we traded the, what do you call the list of ingredients you put in? Recipe. Yes, we traded recipes. You made the best. Well, there is a very good Jewish word for it, which I'm forgetting at this point, but it was a stew of a certain, well, we tried not to take the lamb. We would let the lamb live as long as we could. We would take the older would you call mutton now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you had a certain way of seasoning that it did not taste old, and it was not chewy, so that you had a certain way of braising it first. And yes, and soaking it in something. Anyway, you shared with me the recipe for it. And that was not the only thing. There were many other times when we shared how to raise the small ones. Yes. Because often there were questions. How do I get... Now, Yeshua was one of these who was always asking questions. And some of you have had the small ones who were always asking, why? How? And Yeshua was one of those, to the place where sometimes I would have to say to him again, go and sit by flowing water. Maybe not so much for his sake, but for my ears. He was a delight, as were the other two children, as you were, because all of you in various lifetimes have been my children. We had what you call soul agreement, and it was not always in a lifetime that is recorded, but there is the soul agreement, the closeness that said, we will share human life. And we will share other forms of life as well. Because Holy Spirit is quite creative. Holy Spirit brings together what you see to be feminine form, feminine body, sometimes male body, sometimes the four-footed body, or the winged body. Or the one that is quite huge but swims easily in the water. So you have not always had human form. I experimented because there is a certain joy in being, in living, in knowing what you can create. And then bringing forth the small ones. They start out small. Even the huge, what you call the whale. Yes, the whales. When they come forth in their own independence, they are not huge, they're small, and then they grow. You have decreed. This is the form, the order. Now, to get off topic, this seems to run in the family. But to get off topic, in other planetary bodies outside of this solar system, the life forms are different. The gravity, as you know it, as you call it, is different, so that the forms take different shape, different density, or less density in some cases. So there is much of creativity that happens because you want to create. I understand this because I created and continue to create. As my son, Yeshua, has shared with you, life, creativity does not stop with the releasement of human form or any other kind of form. You go on to create whatever you can think of. However it may be, for as short a time or as long a time, you have in this existence here the forms that live for what you call the one day, 24 hours, and a whole lifetime is in that one day. You have said, I want more experience, so I'm going to do it in a more extended form. I'll see how much I can pack into a lifetime. And you do. Yes, you're quite busy. It is what you enjoy, what you live in joy. Yes. And you do it for the sheer joy of creating. Sometimes you pile on judgments and you say, oh, this is not so much fun. But then someone comes along who has a secret, which is not a secret, of how to release heavy baggage and how to live as an angel walking this form. You have asked, whenever you ask, it has to be answered. It is my joy to remember. And yours too, yes. You can almost taste it. Mm-hmm. Yes. And as you think about it, there is an aroma of the stewed mutton and vegetables that is quite tasty. You know secrets of cooking. You know secrets of how to make something palatable. And you get quite inventive, as I did. Because when you are raising the small ones, sometimes you have to be a bit inventive. Sometimes there is not the golden coins of money to buy the fatted calf. That we didn't have very often. Okay. But the sheep, the small ones, the lamb, the chickens, we had those. And so whatever we had, we gave thanks for. Whatever we had, we seasoned a certain way, made it quite palatable. We enjoyed, and still do, life, however it is. Even if it seems to be a bit of a challenge, and there is a remembrance of being more free, you are still quite free. You are still quite free in the heart. This is a strong heart. You know, because you have tested it. You have come to the place of wondering, am I going to give up, or is it going to give up? And then you have said, no, I have more life. I have more that I want to do, so I'm going to stay here for a while. And then you have said, but is it worth it this way? And you have memory of how it used to be. And sometimes memory can be a bit sad. But then you look at what you have around you and the love that you have around you, the ones who look to you. And they do not see handicap. They do not see a cessation of what you can do. They see what you can do. And they see this, they see the smile, they see the love in the eyes, and they know at a certain level, without words, that always you will be with them, encouraging them. That is what truly matters. That you know, because you have had ones in your life who have encouraged you, and you know how powerful that is. My son, allow yourself to be in love, to be in joy with life, because you are not finished yet. You have come to serve. You asked before this lifetime, how can I serve? Because you have had many lifetimes, many incarnations, and you have said, I want something different. You weren't quite sure how, why, when it would happen. But you said, I want something different. I want to be healer. I want to be teacher. And so you ask of yourself, some days when you're feeling not quite as high, you have asked, what am I doing? What am I serving? You are serving life. For ones who may be able-bodied, but they don't enjoy life. They look to you and they say, but he's happy. He has a smile. How can he smile in the midst of such lack of mobility? Well, mobility truly is overrated. This is what matters. The love light in the eyes and the humor, the way you can smile and love. I have said to you, my son has said to you, that you are a master teacher. Many do not choose to do what you are doing. Many have said, well, maybe at another lifetime, but not now. I pass on that. You stepped up and you said, I've experienced much. Send me. I will go. I will sit in a chair and I will smile and I will say, because you still have the ability to talk and to share words, you say, life is worth living. And so other ones who are grousing about how hard life is, etc., and do not, they have the freedom to move, they sometimes pause and take stock of what they have. And you teach without even opening a book. You see, when you were considering incarnating, coming into form, you said, I want something that is going to be challenging. Maybe not quite this challenging. And so the soul group that you met with, they said, okay, we know you can do it. We also know that we will be with you, cheering you on. And you have felt that because there have been certain times when the body has been just almost to the point of extinction. And then there has come a wave of energy, a wave that you can't even put into words, but a wave that was palpable. You could feel it. And a wave that said, no, Master, you are still teaching. And you are. And then you attracted to yourself the most wondrous helpmate, one who is a little weed, as my son has called you, a most beautiful weed, strong, strong of spirit, strong of body, but strong of spirit, who has said, I will look after you. I will take care of you. And I will tell you, I will chuff you under the chin and I will say, smile. And she does that. She reminds you. It's not by accident that you are together. Keep teaching. You are a joy. You know, these may not be what you call so workable, but they are definitely good looking. Yes. I suppose if I have already deceased and I come back to you in spirit form, I am allowed to make such comments. It is not such that I am going to be saying anything out of turn. I speak only from love. Beloved ones, that which I have shared with your brother, I share with you. Encouragement, love, wishing you all energy of love to do that which you agreed to do before you took form. Because each and every one of you agreed to a certain rough outline form. How you do it, that is open to what you choose. But before you took form, you agreed that you would be, all of you, in truth, in this room, you agreed that you would be teacher in different ways. Some of you would be called teacher. Others of you would teach without certain paperwork, without certain Appalachian terminology. But you teach by being, by smiling, by loving. You are my children, and I love that which you are. Peace be with you. Oh, you're here. Okay, this is me, yes. Which me? Well, I'll look to my feet and I'll ask, whose feet? I think it's Judith. Okay, how are we doing for time? Looks like it's perfect. So, I thank you. Tomorrow evening, we'll see who shows up. Mary is saying that she wants to come back tomorrow evening as well. So we will see. Thank you.
Thank you so much.